Blair's original plan called for an additional $25,000 exemption. That would have cost the county $791,000 per year for the 5,000 to 6,000 low-income elderly homeowners who would benefit. But Blair suggested a less costly option, a $15,000 reduction that used recurring dollars from a state-mandated millage reduction fund.
I don't think that they should pay a dime in property taxes because they're struggling now to make ends meet, and I've seen this.
The board voted 4-2 in favor of Blair's motion to extend to low-income seniors the additional $15,000 exemption beginning in fiscal year 2009. Commissioner Kevin White was one of the two voting against it. He was concerned that it is hasty to act before knowing whether the state's super homestead exemption would pass in a January referendum. Commissioner Blair said that even if it did pass, it would have little effect on this $15,000 exemption because most seniors would choose the option of keeping their Save Our Homes exemption rather than the super homestead exemption. The other commissioner who voted against Blair's $15,000 exemption for seniors was Rose Ferlita.
Actually, no, I can't support it, given the fact that where we're helping them, we're also hindering them. This was something I struggled with, because you never want to say no to senior citizens. But I did get some input from senior citizens that said, given what we don't know is coming in January, we don't support this, Ms. Ferlita. So that gave me a level of comfort that tells me, although I applaud you for bringing this forward, Mr. Blair, I will not be supporting it at this time, given the uncertainty of what we know or don't know is coming our way in January.
Ferlita explained what she meant by this plan hindering seniors in order to pay for their tax cut.
We're going to have to take away senior citizen services in some of our projects and some of our services. And I think that what they would save on this additional exemption would probably not be enough for them to still depend on the senior citizen services we offer and we try to preserve as much as we're trying to this time.
According to Eric Johnson, the director of the county's management and budget department, the $15,000 exemption for low-income seniors might be sufficiently covered by the $500,000 currently in the millage reduction reserves. In other developments from this morning's county commission meeting, during the public comment period of the meeting, tempers rose. Charles Thornton blamed the county for not requiring the shops at Lithia to fix flooding caused by the shopping center before they received certificates of occupancy, or CO. Thornton said it caused him to lose his home.
And the reason for that, according to your senior site inspector, was because Publix had too much influence in this county to withhold the CO. Now, a person might wonder how the developers and our inspectors get away with that. Well, in the county attorney's written report to you of May 16, 2007, she wrote what she told to us verbally, and that it is her opinion that the county is not accountable.
Thornton referred to county attorney Renee Lee.
Maybe this county would feel they were more accountable if one of us was a commissioner who lived on a private lake. Maybe then it would have felt something should have been done. Miss Lee, you have a duty to limit this county's losses. Why don't you intervene in the money being spent on Commissioner Blair's lake and tell them simply the county is not accountable?
Sir,
why don't
sir,
you apply the sir, same
excuse me,
to him that
sir,
you apply to us?
I asked, please, no personal attacks.
That was County Commission Chair Jim Norman intervening to stop Thornton's criticism of Commissioner Brian Blair. Thornton was referring to the use of $600,000 for a chain of lakes, including the one Blair lives on. Thornton continued by refraining from mentioning Blair by name, but he referenced an incident in 2001 when Commissioner Blair was legally drunk and tripped in a restaurant.
This commissioner supports what the county did for the county to spend money for what it did to his home, but he doesn't support it for what the county did to our home. All this commissioner got was a dirty lake. We had our homes taken away from us because of what this county did. This commissioner doesn't seem to be able to see the issues any better than he can see a tray of dirty dishes. He's tripping over the issues just like you did that tray of dishes, and maybe the county attorney should maybe check his blood alcohol level.
Also in this morning's meeting, the Hillsborough County Commission unanimously agreed to accept a contribution of $4.5 million of supplemental funding from the Tampa Bay History Center toward the design and construction of the History Center. The board also voted 5-1 to select Walbridge Aldinger Company to construct the History Center at a maximum cost of $19.5 million. Of that, the county will pay $15,400,000. Brian Blair was the lone vote against Walbridge Aldinger. The proposal from Matthews Construction Company was rejected. The next Hillsborough County Commission meeting is September 19th. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.